I'd like all of you to get comfortable and close your eyes. And I'd like you to imagine that you can see your parents standing in front of the house that you grew up in with them for most of the time. Now, I want to say it's very important. This does not have to be a still photo. It's not like you have to be able to see them like a picture. I'd say there's three different ways to see things. Four, there's like a still photo, there's like a moving picture, there's like a heat photo, and there's like a map. So I find I don't see my parents in any kind of holdable way, and yet I can answer the questions. I can see things happening. I can feel as if things are happening to them in space in some way, even though it's not clearly visual. So I'm going to ask you all to be relaxed about what the word visualize means, and allow whatever comes to your visual field, whether it be clear or not clear. So the very first thing is just imagine that your mother is standing in the place where she usually was. And ask yourself, how do you feel in front of her? And notice how you feel. Notice how she feels, how she seems to feel. And certainly you have some things about your mother that were upsetting to you, almost certainly. If you didn't, that's okay. But I would imagine that there are some issues that you think your mother had difficulties with. Maybe she worried too much. Maybe she was too self-absorbed. Maybe she was angry. Maybe she drank. Maybe she didn't like your father. Maybe she wasn't a happy person. Maybe she didn't like her work. There could be any of a number of problems that any mother could have. But of course, the mother of a person with ADD either has ADD or is married to somebody with ADD. So right there, they have some issues. So I'm going to ask you now to imagine that you are going to tell your mother about the problems that she has that you see. Especially, first thing you're going to do is tell her what you need from her. Keep your eyes closed, please, as you do this. Imagine that you are going to tell your mother what you need. Now, this is not going to necessarily be easy. And you are going to be frightened, perhaps, or angry, or frustrated. And you must persevere in this. It won't be easy, but you're going to talk to them. And you're going to tell them what they've been doing that's upsetting to you. If they've been neglecting you, you're going to tell them that. If they've been overprotecting you, you're going to tell them that. If they've been favoring your sister, you're going to tell them that. But if they've been cold to your father, you're going to tell them that. But whatever it is that you feel they've been doing that isn't been their best, that isn't as good as they could be, you're going to tell them about what you need. And they're going to resist you. They're going to give you a hard time as they always did, but you're not going to take no for an answer. You're going to jump up and down. You're going to slam the kitchen cabinets. You're going to bang the pots and pans. You're going to jump, bang them on the chest. You're going to make them listen to you about the things that they needed to hear, about what you needed and what they needed. And you're going to confront them and you're going to stick with it. And it's going to hurt and you might cry and you might be angry and you might be frustrated, but you will not give up. And they are going to get a little smile on their face. And they're going to be just a little proud of you that you stood up. Even if they were an ogre in real life, remember, close your eyes, that you are imagining the mother you could have had, the person they could have been, if they got a better upbringing or a better chance or a better doctor or something they got. But in any case, imagine that they can be somewhat pleased at your assertiveness, that they can be happy to see their kid taking charge of something. And even if they generally were defensive and they wouldn't, they're going to start to listen to you. And it's not easy and you're sticking with it and you're pushing at them. But imagine that they really are starting to get it a little bit. That they say, well, you know, maybe I can see your point. And they say, well, you know, maybe I could try a little harder in this way or that way. That's right. So now, I've talked a lot, but I want you to try to take a few minutes and just build this up in your mind. Maybe if I'm quieter, it will help you. But just to see her, to experience what it feels like to be with her, and to confront her about the things that she needed to change, that you needed her to change. Stay with her. Watch her become a person that you could admire more. Watch her earn some respect from you because she listened. That's right. Just take a minute or two with this. And of course, any one of you may not have contacted this so easily or may not have felt comfortable. You might have gotten some feelings that were hard to process, and we could help with that. I'm sure that there are issues resolved and unresolved. But remember that the person, the parent that lives in your mind is not the parent that was ever there. And the person, that parent that lives in your mind can be changed, can be imagined. And imagining the parent that you need, either from the one you had or had de novo, can help you to make the changes you need. We all need parents that bless us and accept us and approve of us. And those parents, as Erickson says, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. So, okay, now I'd like everybody to slowly come back, and in a minute or two I'll ask us to speak a minute or two, and then we'll try the next part of it.